Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And I'm so glad you've joined us over here in the place that would make HGTV pull their hair out, because you could never really make a consistent formulaic episode around the things that actually happen in real estate, which is why I love bringing y'all the stories of what it's like in this interesting profession with the best professional realtors, brokers, investors, inspectors, and lenders out there. And today, I've got a guest coming at you from the home of Real Cowboy Boots, Houston, Texas. And we've got Louisa Deason with us. Good morning, Louisa.
Thank you very much for having me on, Lee. It was a pleasure meeting you on the radio a couple of months ago or weeks ago, and I'm excited.
So tell our listeners what you do in and around real estate. And of course, we'll tell them all your contact information at the end, but give them a little bit of background so that they'll understand where our conversation is stemming from.
Okay. So I am a sponsor on the Real Estate Radio Rat Pack Show, which is a real estate show here in the Houston area. Rob Cook and Chris Kelso are the hosts and co-hosts of that show. And you were a recent guest and had mentioned something about that it's very important to have a great credit repair or credit restoration company on board. And so that's where I come in. I actually own and operate Decents Consulting Services, and we're a credit restoration company, and we're affiliated with a bunch of attorneys that are out of a nonprofit organization. So the benefit to our public is that we can actually help real estate agents and loan officers' clients who may have been denied an approval or cannot get into a home because they have credit challenges, the ability to do so if they just have enough patience to let us help them.
Okay, so listeners out there, you should know. Now, if you're a realtor, obviously, you understand the impact of credit scores. But my normal consumers, if you haven't done something that required credit recently, you probably don't think about it except to think that we should probably just burn down the credit unions, which you wouldn't be alone in that desire. But if you watch any television at all, you'll see these little sketchy credit repair companies, or you listen to the radio and they promise they can fix your credit score in like 5 minutes and raise you 100 points. Which is not the real world. But we all know from being in and around real estate that the number that's attached to you, for whatever reason it's attached to you, is what determines your interest rate, if you can even get a mortgage. It's going to determine what you pay on credit cards. It could determine if you're able to volunteer at your kid's school. I mean, your credit score is showing up on everything. And you have more than one credit score, which we'll let Louisa tell us more about the three credit scores and how that works, because I've had to fight mine before because of we've had some ID issues. And I think a lot of people go through identity theft and all these other random things that happen. And then as we'll just ask some questions, because also as a realtor, I'm also an investor and I look at credit reports for my tenants, and it tells me a story of their financial history. And I'll tell you an interesting thing about that, Louisa, and you probably agree with this. One of the biggest events in life that destroys somebody's credit is divorce, because people will punish each other financially. And sometimes it's not even on purpose. They just, one of them had their name on the bill and the other one didn't know about it, and they both went down with the ship. But if I see in somebody's credit story that there was an event that caused it, that's actually going to be easier to recover from than a lifetime of bad discipline. So actually tell us, if somebody's listening to this and they're going through a divorce or they got a client going through one, what do you tell somebody if they need to fix an event?
The first conversation I usually ask is when I get somebody who needs or has credit challenges is, what, we don't fault you for that. Oftentimes what happens is there is an event in life, whether it's a divorce, whether there's a medical issue, or whether there is some kind of a loss of a job, sometimes it's all three combined. So one of the things that we try to get to the root of is, okay, so what caused that event? And then what we do is I tell people all the time, you know, there's two things you can't cheat in life. The first one is death, and the other one is getting out of paying taxes. But we can help you with credit restoration. And so the first thing I like to know is whether or not the person I'm sitting with or asking questions of do they even know what their credit scores are? Because they're going to have three different scores. The three major reporting agencies are going to be Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. There's several others, but the main ones are those three. And they work independently. Most people think that because they have the word bureau attached to the backside of that, that they are actually government entities, and they're not. They're private companies. They're for profit. The more junk that's reported on them, the more money they make. So they have absolutely no interest in verifying the validity of what's being put on them as things are being reported. And the reason why people usually have so many different scores is because it depends on the company that they have either a loan with or that they've had some sort of financial issue with and how that's reported. So some companies will report to two of the three. Some companies just report to one. It just depends and it varies. So one of the things that I like to talk about is that we deal with a lot of people in Texas that come in as foreign nationals. And in other countries, people don't operate with credit. So when they get to the United States, sometimes they get into trouble because they don't know how to build it correctly. They don't understand it. And they don't realize that credit is literally like a vital sign.
Okay, so let's just stop right there. If somebody has no credit score, so let's just say they're an immigrant to the U.S. and they need to start from scratch, or they could even be a 20-year-old who's thinking about the finishing up college and they got to get something going. What are the top three things they should do right away to build a credit score?
So the first thing that they should do is they should get a small credit card. That's going to start building credit. They have to have a bank account. Now, we deal with a lot of foreign nationals, but as you know, personal credit is built on a Social Security number. So if they don't have a Social Security number, then it's not going to be personal credit. It may be business credit that's built. But what we do with restoration is on personal credit. So I can't help a client that doesn't have a social. We do have a secure bank card. It allows them to put kind of like their own money down as collateral. So the minimum that we have is $200 and the maximum would be about $2,000. But it is a MasterCard. And what it does is it helps them start to begin to create that positive history.
So it's kind of like a pretend credit card.
Absolutely. They can turn into something different later on down the road. But it sort of helps them build that historical positiveness that is going to be looked at by other creditors down the road.
So how about like a Target card? Can you get a Target card and have the same kind of effect?
Sure. I mean, we recommend that you go out and get at least two. You know, sometimes clients will call me and they'll go, well, I'm going to go out getting three or four. And I'm thinking, no, you're not.
No.
Two. You know, when you go down to get a loan, the ones that they're going to look at are the ones that are a revolving debt type thing, or those big ones, the Visas, the MasterCards, things like that. But we can help people. And the interest rate on our card is actually at 11.9% interest instead of 30% interest, which most people would pay if they either don't have credit built or they have bad credit.
And frankly, people, remember this, and it's not pointed out often enough. If you're getting started and you did get a 30% card, you don't pay 30% unless you don't pay it off. And so you can get a card with 100% interest, charge $10, and then pay your $10, and you're not going to pay any interest. And so if you're just getting started, just be super smart and disciplined about it, and you won't have to pay interest. I think we don't talk about that enough because we assume that people are not going to pay what they're borrowing. And when you're building credit, part of your goal should be to pay what you borrow to show that you are a really good risk.
Well, and the other thing that's very, very important, Lee, is that people need to understand, you know, sometimes I'll get a client that says, well, I just paid a couple of late bills. One of the worst things you can do is pay your bills late. I know that people get into problems and issues and events in life happen, but paying a bill late will cost you about 110 points off of your credit score. So it is imperative. And that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the things that happen afterwards. So when we talk about clients that need to build positive credit, we're going to teach them how to do that. You know, when they open up a new credit card and they're in the process of trying to get approved to buy a home, that new credit card is only going to amount to about 10% of that credit line. What really matters is the ones that they've had long term. The other thing that we look at is the risk factors. How have they been paying it? How much do they have on their credit cards once they carry that balance? Let's say you have a $10,000 balance or a $10,000 credit line on a credit card, but you continually have it at $9,000 or $10,000 every month. And it doesn't matter if you're paying it off or not. You're still outside of that 30%, which is what's recommended for you to be able to carry a great score. People understand that they think just because they have $10,000, they can charge $10,000 on it. We always recommend when you're trying to build that score positively that you carry a balance of less than 30% of the credit line on that credit card.
All right. So catch that, people. Get you a credit card and charge 30%. Because what I think is weird about that whole number there is that if they don't charge anything, that doesn't help their score. So you can't have a card and never use it, because then you're not showing that you know how to use responsible credit, because the credit bureau rules, y'all, are not published. They are not out there for you to know how to work the system. You have to have somebody that understands it, and that's not somebody on an infomercial. So now that we've told them to get a card and how much to use, what else should the average consumer do to raise their credit score so they can get a better mortgage rate?
Well, the most important is making sure they don't carry a high, you know, debt to income ratio.
Explain the debt to income ratio, because on my podcast, at least 70% of my listeners are regular consumers. So we have to be careful not to talk in our vocabulary because the average person doesn't know what that is. So give us a normal person's explanation of that.
Okay. So what happens in our world in credit, what happens is when you're trying to buy a house, one of the things that a loan officer is going to look at is how much debt do you actually owe in comparison to what you make? And so that's going to be factored in into the average of the home that you'll be able to afford. There will be other factors, but if you have constant debt that is over what you make, then obviously you're living outside of your means. And we're notorious for doing that in this country because we have credit lines. But the problem is that if you don't understand how this works, getting too much debt where you're barely able to pay the minimum balances on credit cards or the minimum required is never going to help you, because the interest rate alone on that, whatever it is you owe with whoever it is you owe, is going to absolutely drown you and keep you upside down. Whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whether you're financing jewelry, it doesn't matter. Everything is going to have some sort of an interest rate attached to it. And it will literally drown you if you can only pay the minimum on those.
Okay, so let's say that somebody has their mindset now of how much to borrow. They got their little card, and they need to get their score up 100 points, and they're willing to do what you tell them to do. What's the average time frame it takes for somebody to improve their credit score? Again, with that big caveat, they do as directed by a specialist like yourself.
Well, you know, we tell them that at least 6 months, but what your loan officer is going to look for normally is a 12-month history of positive payments to be able to get those scores up. Now, let me just play this out. If you're a renter, we have a program called Credit My Rent, and it actually allows you to go back and retroactively select either 1 or 2 years of that reporting history of your payments made on time onto TransUnion. And so within a 45-day frame, which is, takes it to report, it actually can, I've seen scores jump anywhere from 40 to about 120 points just with that program alone. But what we also do is, remember, we also are very, very good at credit restoration. We have licensed attorneys. This is the key. We don't do repair, we do credit restoration. So restoration is a legal fight with us using the leverage of the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971 to fight these credit bureaus from no longer reporting things that are no longer 100% accurate, that are negative, erroneous, et cetera, et cetera.
What does it cost somebody to use a service like that? Because lawyers are expensive.
Well, our lawyers are all out of a nonprofit organization. So the benefit to us is that we really have a passion for helping people. So what they do is that they only charge $89 a month. There usually is a $99 activation fee within the first month. So it's about $188 for them to get started the first 30 days, and then only $89 a month thereafter. And we don't believe in contracts, because this is the difference between repair and restoration. We have licensed credit restoration attorneys, which are very well versed in any and all legislation related to credit. And so they have the legal authority to dispute all three credit bureaus with all of the negative and derogatory items at the same time. They don't have to nickel and dime people and do one item at a time, one credit bureau at a time, once a month, or then come down and charge them per item. That gets expensive. That gives the industry a bad name.
Okay, so can you help people that are not in Texas, or are you part of a network of other nonprofit people with a mind for community?
Our attorneys are licensed to operate in all 50 states, so I can actually align to work in all 50 states. We can help anybody in all 50 states.
And for those of y'all that are listening, if there is somebody similar to Louisa in your market, you need to ask what they're charging and how they charge it and what their mission statement is, because most of the companies out there, their mission is to make money. And I'm a full-on capitalist. I'm a total person who believes you should make money, but you need to be very upfront with what you're doing, how you're doing it, and if you're going to be able to help people. Now, Louisa, if somebody wants to ask you more questions or find out more about the services you provide, how can they find you?
Well, my phone number is 832-244-2488. And then I also have a website, so they can actually go to www.deesonconsultingservices.com. com.
So what will happen here is all of her information will be in the show notes for this episode. And it's okay. I interrupted her because y'all aren't going to write it down anyway. But y'all can look at the show notes and click on that website and ask any questions that you have. If you are a realtor and you're running into people in your community who can't buy because of credit, why not connect them to somebody who could help them get there, who has a mind for helping people and is a nonprofit setup, not some little skeevy people on late night TV. If you're a consumer and you're cool because your credit's good, you might have a cousin or a neighbor who doesn't. And y'all, if we are going to help our neighbors achieve home ownership, if that's part of their dream, we got to help them put the foundation in place. Louisa, thank you so much for being a supporter of the Real Estate Rat Pack and of realtors and the work that they're doing and of your community. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
All right, guys, if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer who wants to talk about your angle on real estate, hit me at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured next time. Make sure you hit subscribe because I appreciate that, and give me 5 stars because I appreciate that even more. Check the show notes to contact Louisa, and I will see you next time. If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.